Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that should adopt a great new motto to go along with the official motto of the country, In God We Trust. The motto that it seems to me is particularly appropriate for this moment in our history is Make America Sane Again. And actually, I was pleased. I caught up with the town hall that Nikki Haley did on, I think it was Thursday night of last week, when she was talking with Jake Tapper. And she several times mentioned some of the problems with mental health that we were facing as a country. And yes, mental health is tied in with rates of violence, with rates of poverty and homelessness, and basically with the level of depths of despair and drug addiction and substance abuse that we have in this country, where we have far more people today who are dying of suicides, many of which are directly drug-related, more people dying of suicides than homicides. And our rate of crime is nothing to be particularly proud of compared to other countries. But our rate of serious mental illness is a very real problem. And part of that problem is addressed, I think, fearlessly, because she will get blowback for this, but by Alicia Finley of the Wall Street Journal, who writes the following. She starts off with a story. Bryn Specker, who was 32 years old of Thousand Oaks, California, was convicted last month of killing her boyfriend in May 2018. According to prosecutors, she stabbed Chad Omelia 108 times with a kitchen knife. She also stabbed herself and her dog. When police showed up, she was screaming hysterically. Mrs. Spelker was an audiologist at the UCLA Health and had no history of mental illness. Yet after psychologists diagnosed her with cannabis-induced psychosis, prosecutors downgraded charges from murder to involuntary manslaughter. Healthcare practitioners report increasing numbers of young people with psychotic reactions from marijuana. Such breaks are more likely with chronic use, though one scientific review found nearly one in five users reported hallucinations or visions, and more than half experienced paranoia after using the drug. That would be marijuana. It's true, smoking weed is unlikely to cause sudden death. But its effects, writes Alicia Finley, but its effects over time may be more insidious and damaging to public health and society than those of other drugs. An article last month in the New England Journal of Medicine, Cannabis-Related Disorders and Toxic Effect, details the myriad risks of marijuana use, including mental illness and cognitive difficulties. As more states have legalized marijuana, more young people are using the drug and more frequently experience such severe problems. Marijuana temporarily impairs judgment and memory in occasional users, and chronic consumption is associated with long-term cognitive problems as well as depression, anxiety, and psychosis. The drug stupefies. Stupefies, by the way, is related to the idea of making you stupid. The drug stupefies. Studies have also linked frequent cannabis use with increased risk of heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. Too much alcohol is also bad for the heart, but pot appears more likely to cause psychological and physical dependency, judging by how many young people use it regularly, between 0.8% and 2% of Americans 18 to 22 reported using alcohol daily. That compares with 6% to 11% who use marijuana every day. That according to a study by the University of Michigan 2022 Monitoring the Future survey. Similarly, 11.3% of 19 to 30-year-olds reported using marijuana every day compared to just 4.6% for alcohol. Even more 35-year-olds consume pot every day, 8% more than alcohol. The risk of cannabis use disorder has increased over time as marijuana has become more potent. Marijuana today has four times as much THC as during the 1990s, and some products are now more than 20 times as potent. This is one reason that emergency room doctors report seeing increasing numbers of patients with uncontrolled vomiting and other symptoms of cannabis poisoning. Sounds really glamorous, right? More toddlers are also accidentally ingesting cannabis in edible form. We see children coming in with seizures and not breathing, a pediatrician at Rady Children's Hospital told the San Diego Union-Tribune. They have altered mental status. They won't wake up. Cannabis-involved ER visits among children roughly quadrupled between early 2019 and 2022. You think this has something to do with the widespread legalization? Of course it does. Increasing numbers of pregnant women use pot, unaware that THC's crossing the placenta is harmful to fetal development. A 2019 study found THC in 22% of tested umbilical cords. Numerous studies have found pot use to be more common during pregnancy among blacks than whites, which is likely to exacerbate the racial disparities. Marijuana use sets children up for failure before they're even born. Cannabis use during pregnancy is associated with lower birth rate, developmental delays, learning disabilities, attention deficit by hyperactivity disorder, and emotional problems. The heads of babies born to mothers who used weed are significantly smaller, and children with very low birth weights have lower IQs. While causation hasn't been proved, the copious research documenting these connections raises alarms, or they should. Yet the Biden Health and Human Services report promotes a mistaken perception that pot isn't all that dangerous, no doubt because the drug is popular among young liberals. So much for advancing science and equity. Pot destroys lives, and it is criminal to suggest otherwise. So writes Elisa Finley in an unforgettable, I hope it's unforgettable, and I hope impactful, new piece in the Wall Street Journal. But it honestly, when you look at the benefits, if any, compared to the risks and the consequences, I see our son, Danny, who's raising and doing a great job raising his three children, and they're told, don't do that, there'll be a consequence, meaning you don't get something you want. Well, you don't get long, healthy life. if you give yourself up to marijuana addiction, and yes, it can be addictive. We will be right back on the MedMed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the issues in which at court and on trial, President Trump is sure to lose. There are a few of them where it's a sure thing. But this is as close to a sure thing as anything that anyone who knows anything about the law and the way it's practiced acknowledges. I don't know anyone who believes that Trump will succeed in winning full immunity for the President of the United States. What that means is that what he is pushing for is a declaration by the D.C. Court of Appeals, because first they're going to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and frankly, I'm not sure the Supreme Court would even take, if assuming this is 3-0 with the panel of the 3 judges from the appellate court. The idea being that you are not accountable to the law for anything you do while you're President of the United States. The cases that came up during the Clinton administration and that came up first during the Nixon administration would all head in the other direction, and they were all unanimous cases. And I am very sure that the Trump appointees, who were all fine justices and good additions to the court, will go along with this. But one of the things about the entire issue of immunity is the way it is being distorted and misunderstood. And I think it's misunderstood and not just distorted by the President of the United States or the former president who wants to be the future president, Donald J. Trump. Trump compared himself, in a sense, to Harry Truman and said this, which is one of those things that is so wrong and so wrong-headed, it's worth listening to more than once. This is clip 3.
Take a look at Harry Truman. He wouldn't have done, if you think Hiroshima, not exactly a nice act, but it did end the Second World War, probably. Right? Nagasaki, he wouldn't be doing that. He said, I don't want to do that because my opponents will indict me. You have to give a president full and total immunity.
Okay. What do you mean you have to give a president full and total immunity and he wouldn't have done that? Can I, just one basic thing, and somebody please who works with President Trump, take him aside, try to get his full attention. Truman had no immunity. No president has had immunity. What Trump is asking for is a new thing that goes against Federalist 59 and the Federalist Papers, that goes against the entire U.S. Constitution. And the idea that that Harry Truman would not have dropped the atom bomb and ended World War II because he was afraid that he would be indicted is insane. There was no indictment because there was no immunity or any call for indictment. We've never had that. And we don't have it with President Trump. None of the things for which he is in trouble with the law, the mishandling of classified papers, for instance, this immunity does not have to do with policy. It has to do with personal decisions. And again, Trump is not the only one I know. Yes, there were these papers that were found in the garage with Biden's Corvette. We all remember that. But for goodness sake, the immunity he believes should count defaming someone who has accused him of rape. And he responds with defamation, and by the way, continues to respond, even though apparently the conclusion of that trial, the new E. Jean Carroll trial, was postponed today. I mean, honest to goodness. And then this continues and continues to represent one of the reasons I was involved in the conversation about, okay, what's next for Nikki Haley? And I do think even if she loses tonight, not tonight, tomorrow night, actually, if she loses Tuesday night in New Hampshire, I believe she will stay in the race. And there's a reason for that, because the president Trump is not getting this grant of immunity that he wants. He is not getting any judgment in favor of a claim that there is double jeopardy here because he has already had an impeachment trial. An impeachment trial is a legislative process. It is not a judicial process. The only judicial thing about it is they ask the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to preside over the impeachment proceedings when it gets to the U.S. Senate. But for goodness sake, it's not the same thing as being on trial for a crime. And President Trump has that difficulty regarding some of his participation in the unrest, we don't have to say insurrection, of January 6th. The entire idea that his various legal difficulties and the indictments, total of 91 indictments in four different venues across the United States, that this is actually something that is only going to make him more popular and more popular and more popular. I do think that the polls that indicate that he would lose a great deal of support if he actually is convicted on any of the charges against him. The chances that he evades all of these charges, the chances for that are not good. The chances that he would be able to delay and delay and delay until after the election, those chances are there. But in terms of why Nikki Haley would stay in the race is if President Trump does, for instance, find himself guilty in one or more of the proceedings against him, and there would probably be time for that before the election. The idea of him winning those 270 electoral votes and winning the presidency of the United States would diminish very greatly. Somebody else who already has presidential power, somebody who President Trump only has good things to say about, is the president of Russia, who is also running for another term. He just apologized. And why and to whom? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. We're less than 24 hours away now from the New Hampshire primary. Former President Trump is facing a surging Nikki Haley even while remaining ahead in the polls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Trump.
Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden's not on the ballot after a dispute within the party over the date of the New Hampshire primary, but Biden's main challenger, Minnesota Democratic Representative Dean Phillips, is. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is announcing that he will not be seeking a third term at the head of his state.
Part of his family. We've got three, people I say you got three adult kids.
The Republican just ended his bid for the White House in the last few weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I disagree with almost everything you say, but you at least give people a chance to talk.
Michael Medved.
And a report from Moscow, where Vladimir Putin has apologized for the cost of eggs. It's, it's a pretty serious matter. And no, Joe Biden isn't the only one with inflation problems. And by the way, the inflation has gotten much less intense in the United States than it is in Russia right now, or in most of Western Europe, for that matter. In any event, for a microcosm of how the war in Ukraine has warped Russia's economy, look no further than a carton of eggs. The grocery staple has been in short supply in recent months, and prices have skyrocketed, prompting Russians from Belgorod to Siberia to form lines reminiscent of Soviet times. And though I never saw it myself, people that I'm close to who had been to Russia in Soviet times, people would have to wait in line for toilet paper. They'd have to wait in line for getting meat that they had ordered in advance on those rare occasions when they could afford meat. Russia was a third world country with a lot of nukes. And again, it's one of those things, that, and it's part of the profound evil of dictatorial regimes. And you see it recently, the Israelis in Gaza, not that Israel is a dictatorial regime, it's far, far from it, but they were exposing to the world these incredibly elaborate tunnels in Khan Yunus. And basically, what Hamas has done to the people of Gaza since they took over in 2007, so almost two decades ago, what they've done is invest every available bit of resources in violence and force and death and these death tunnels that are built everywhere that benefit the civilian population in Gaza? Not at all. The same way that in Russia, the old Soviet Union and now Putin's Russia, the soaring price tag, in December they measured it. The price of eggs was up 60% from in 1 year in Russia, all of which makes the egg shock a manifestation of the imbalances building in Russia's war economy. The country confounded expectations last year by recording some modest growth as Moscow boosted military production and doled out subsidized loans to consumers and businesses. Yet such largesse has left the economy running too hot. After Putin blamed the government, which of course he has nothing to do with, he's just the president. After Putin pinned the egg price shock on the government, saying it didn't secure enough imports in time, authorities sprung into action. Russia boosted egg orders from Turkey, Belarus, and Azerbaijan, and removed import duties on the product. And he apologized to the people, not for the 360,000 Russians who have died or been seriously wounded in the war against Ukraine, not for all of the incredible brutality the Russians have visited on the Ukrainians, but for the price of eggs. This is also going to be an issue in American politics, and President Trump didn't so much deal with inflation because it is getting measurably better in this country, and I think most people feel it's getting a little better than it was, say, in 2021 or 2022. Here in 2024, maybe some improvement. But President Trump did discuss his one remaining Republican opponent in these terms. This is clip 15.
Wait till you see what happens. We're going to win this election. We're going to have a great border. We're going to have more energy than you've ever had. And we're never going back. So if you want a losing candidate who puts America last, vote for Nikki Haley. But if you want a president who puts America first and did it successfully for 4 years, you know, I'm the only... Did you ever read the stat that I'm the first president that didn't go into and start a war? I finished some wars, like with ISIS.
Okay, again, there are very few historians who would say that he was the first president who never started a war. He was our 45th president. In any event, concerning Nikki Haley and her campaign, Larry Hogan, the two-term governor of Maryland, who has been talked about as a third-party candidate, he has ruled that out as long as Nikki Haley is the Republican nominee because he's endorsed her. And he said this about Nikki Haley's chances in the New Hampshire primary tomorrow. This is Larry Hogan, a former Republican governor of the state of Maryland, clip four.
On New Hampshire, give a little contrary. I mean, obviously, it's looking very good for Donald Trump. But New Hampshire sometimes really surprises us. That's the place where things happen that you don't expect to happen. Look at Bill Clinton. Look at John McCain. And the fact that she's only down 11 with a lot of momentum, it's not going to look anything at all like Iowa. And I think what you're going to see is a lot of independents. There's no Democratic primary. Independents that want to stop Donald Trump, this is the last line of defense. Republicans, the 50% of Republicans that don't like Trump, Tuesday's their day. So if you got a couple more days, let's see what plays out. But it's not impossible for her to, if she overperforms expectations, I think she rolls into South Carolina with a lot of momentum.
And what's the path after South Carolina?
Well, I think, you know, things,
I mean, that's a rough race for her.
It's a rough race, but, you know, things, the whole narrative can change. I think if she really comes out strong in New Hampshire when people aren't expecting her to, she goes home and does well in South Carolina, we'll be talking about an entirely different race.
And again, what will make it a very different race would be some kinds of developments on the legal front from President Trump. There is no accident to the fact that he has been spending more time handling some of his legal challenges than doing the rallies that he and his supporters enjoy so much. This is Carrie Lake, who is also usually listed on the list of potential running mates for President Trump, even though she's already running a campaign for U.S. Senate, where she's running very close to the likely Democratic nominee, Gallego. Don't even know yet whether Kyrsten Sinema, who's the incumbent Arizona independent senator, she's no longer a Democrat, will be running for re-election. But here is Carrie Lake interviewed at a Trump rally on Real America's Voice.
What do you think is going to happen now, come South Carolina, and going to Nikki Haley's home state?
Well, I hope Nikki Haley looks in the mirror and says, does she want to be the person who tries to stop a movement of taking back our country? Her numbers are not good here. Her numbers are terrible in her home state of South Carolina. And I hope that she does some soul searching and realizes that the globalists and the donors who are trying to control her, that she doesn't want to be their puppet anymore. She wants to get behind a movement of the great, incredible people like you see down here in this amazing country. And she wants to get behind us and with us and join behind making President Trump the 47th president of the United States and saving this country.
Carrie Lake speaking without a great deal of affection or respect toward Nikki Haley. Meanwhile, an attempt to bring the war in Gaza to an end. Is it serious? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved show, there was an interesting comment made by David Brooks, the best-selling author. He is a columnist for the New York Times. He also appears regularly on PBS. And he was talking very positively about Senator Tim Scott, who had just endorsed President Trump and basically made impassioned remarks to try to increase the range of support for President Trump. Here was David Brooks on Senator Scott and his potential selection as Trump's running mate.
What does it mean that Tim Scott is throwing his support behind Trump and not her?
Well, first, you know, there was a moment in 2016 when Tim Scott and Nikki Haley did a rally with Marco Rubio to endorse him. And so you had a black guy, an Indian American woman, the son of Cuban immigrants. That was one direction for the Republican Party. The Republican Party obviously went in a very different direction. And now Tim Scott is adjusting to the winds. And so he's probably pro-Trump. He's probably a little anti-Nikki Haley. South Carolina politics is the roughest state politics in the country, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And so the betrayal is nothing new. And so Scott and Haley have had not a great relationship, even though she appointed him. And so it's betrayal is the art form. And if Tim Scott becomes vice president, the vice presidential candidate, frankly, I'd be happy.
Why is that?
Scott's a pretty good, he's a good senator, he's a good guy, he's a good human being. He'd have a, if he was elected, he would have a moderating effect on the Trump and the Trump administration. And maybe someday there'd be a future President Tim Scott, which would be a lot better than what the Republicans are offering.
See, this is one of the reasons, and one of the reasons I'm bringing it up, that there is so much attention on the Trump vice presidential pick, because Trump would only get one term. That's what the Constitution says. The person he selects as his vice president would be very likely to have if it is a successful administration at all, have a head start on winning the nomination for 2028. It's one of the reasons that Ron DeSantis got out of the race right now, was to protect his possibility. He's term limited as governor of Florida. So in 2028,
he would have a clear deck for running for president, having left the Florida governorship in 2026. And it's also one of the reasons that, as I mentioned, I think it's quite natural and logical in some ways for Ron DeSantis, however much Trump insulted him and criticized him during the campaign, that he would come around to support Trump, because Trump is only one term. And that means that if Ron DeSantis still has the presidential bug, and most people who get that bug, it becomes a lifetime illness, that he wants to run again. He can run again guaranteed with an open presidency in 2028 if Trump is the winner of the election. Biden, of course, he can run against Biden because they're different parties. But the idea of a President Nikki Haley, she would get a full 8 years if she can manage to win re-election. Speaking of winning re-election, a big deal going on, covered by the Wall Street Journal later today. Arab countries are working on a proposal for post-war Gaza that would create a pathway toward a Palestinian state in exchange for Saudi recognition of Israel, according to Arab officials. The proposal submitted to Israel via the U.S. is the first joint plan by Arab states to end the war in Gaza and set a pathway toward a two-state solution. Saudi Arabia, which is one of the five Arab countries making the proposal, is offering to normalize ties with Israel in return, a process derailed by the Hamas-led attack on October 7th. The proposal is still being finalized, according to Saudi and Egyptian officials, but has so far been rejected by Israel's government, with the creation of Palestinian state the main sticking point. The news emerged amid a renewed flurry of diplomatic activity from the U.S. and European officials seeking to stop the fighting. President Biden's top Middle East advisor, Brett McGurk, arrived in the region Monday to discuss the war and the fate of Israeli hostages, meeting Egyptian officials in Cairo before heading to Qatar, said Egyptian officials. In Brussels, the European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, led a group of foreign ministers meeting senior Arab officials and separately the Israeli foreign minister, Yisrael Katz. The Arab plan is on a separate track from negotiations over the release of more than 130 Israeli hostages still living and still being held by Hamas, said the Arab officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that he turned down a proposal by Egypt, Qatar, and the U.S. to end the war in return for the remaining hostages, characterizing it as a surrender. And again, the Israelis, having invested so many lives, and there have been several hundred now Israeli military casualties since the invasion of Gaza. The purpose of the invasion is not revenge. The purpose is protection. And these kinds of plans involving Arab states trying to be constructive and to move toward peace with the cooperation of the United States, all of this is very encouraging. But it is going to have to involve some kind of guarantee of security, so that there isn't a suddenly, well, we'll do a ceasefire, we call off this war, we get our hostages back. There needs to be some understanding about the future of Gaza. And they say that that Mahmoud Abbas, the Abu Mazen, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, does not want to give up power. He's 88 years old, which again brings up the age issue and political power. When it comes to political power and making peace, what would happen to the people on the U.S. International Space Station, astronauts and cosmonauts, if all of a sudden nuclear war broke out back on Earth? That's the intriguing question asked by a new movie, ISS, which stands for International Space Station. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winner Ariana DeBose plays one of two American astronauts who arrive at the International Space Station to join a trio of Russian cosmonauts at a deeply dangerous moment in the science fiction thriller ISS, or International Space Station.
War has broken out below, and we were told to take the ISS by any means necessary.
If we got orders from our government to take control,
what do you suggest we do now?
Well, I suggest you miss this muddled and meandering movie. It takes a promising premise and blows it up into an incoherent explosion of intimate violence. The special effects are okay, but it's deeply frustrating that you never get even a hint of answers to the more intriguing questions raised by the plot. It's rated R for plenty of blood and mayhem. 1.5 stars for ISS. And again, it's one of those movies that begins intriguingly and then just falls apart as you're watching. Speaking of falling apart, the Asa Hutchinson campaign for president didn't go very far. He was one of the most outspoken, along with Chris Christie, anti-Trump Republican candidates. The two-term governor of Arkansas, former U.S. congressman, former one of the heads of DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. We'll talk to Asa Hutchinson about the future of the Republican Party and what he learned as a candidate for president and what Republicans can do to get back together on a positive national agenda. We'll also talk about a new Oklahoma bill that bans sending sexy selfies unless you're married. And we'll be speaking live to a Boston Globe political reporter, live from New Hampshire, where Haley hopes to pull off a McCain-like miracle. By the numbers, we'll also talk about why it might not be happening. There's also a new book, The Essential Archaeological Guide to Bible Lands, which should be fascinating for anyone who is interested in biblical archaeology. We'll be talking to a leading archaeologist and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.